This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. If Ukraine is responsible for a Tuesday drone attack in Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. The story from VOA's Steve Herman.
Russia is claiming it shot down 8 Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. It is unclear how many drones were involved, and there are reports that several buildings in the Russian capital were struck. Ukraine denies responsibility. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia. Period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have confirmation as to who carried it out. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and include additional munitions for drones. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The aid greatly resembles other recent U.S. packages, which have focused on providing Ukraine more ammunition for the weapons systems it has and helping it prepare for a counteroffensive to push back against Russian gains over the past year. Ukrainian officials have not formally announced the launch of a much-anticipated counteroffensive, although some say the pace of attacks suggests that it's already underway.
That's AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting. The UN nuclear chief says the world is fortunate. A nuclear accident has not happened in Ukraine and is asking Moscow and Kyiv to commit to preventing an attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia and make other pledges to avoid the danger.